Hello, hello. Welcome back to 21 and Up. Who am I?
you're Destiny.
Destiny.
Are you having an identity crisis over there?
I forgot a little bit.
You know, probably that Novocaine from the dentist this morning.
Probably. I had to get a filling this morning, and when I got to the studio, my whole right side of my mouth was so numb. But now I'm regaining feeling.
You kind of sounded like that guy from the Goonies.
What's his name? The goofy one?
Like the creature guy?
The creature. I hate going to the dentist and getting fillings because I always think it's like a simple little procedure, I guess. And they take so long and it freaking hurts. And today she was like, okay, raise your hand if it starts hurting. And I raised my hand like 5 times and she just ignored it. I was like, raising my hand, and she just kept going.
And she's probably like, oh, so how's school going?
Yeah, how's they're trying job? To talk to me. They were asking me actually about the internship, and they're like, oh, how's it going? Like, who's your favorite? I'm like,
cute.
Trying to decode that.
Cute. I bet that. So that means it's really great. My co-intern, Amy, is awesome. And
yeah, I did plug our podcast a little
oh,
bit because
yeah.
When I got in there, I was like, oh, do I need that much Novocaine? Because I kind of have to go record something after this. She's like, what are you recording? And I was like, oh, well, I do a podcast.
Well, actually, you know, okay, I'm doing the same thing. So I am modeling tonight
ooh,
in
girl.
A little fashion show that my sorority is putting on. It's like a philanthropy fashion show for Make-A-Wish. And it's just featuring like local stores. So we're all just wearing stuff from boutiques. But anyway, so you have to give a fun fact about yourself while you walk down the runway. And I'm just like, I have a podcast. So I'm going to make my friend Haley plug us a little bit.
That's
while
awesome.
I strut down in my furry jacket.
That's awesome. When I was in junior high, I went on the local news station and got to model for Dillard's. Girl, I thought it was so hot. It was a back to school. I got to pick out my own outfit.
That's fun.
It was dope.
Did you get to keep it?
I think we had to pay for it.
Oh.
But yeah, I did keep it.
When I was in fifth grade, I was in a car commercial.
Really?
Yeah, I'll play it for you sometime. It's the most funny thing you've ever
Please
seen.
Please do.
Like, the worst acting probably ever. But I was so excited. And then I went to a new school in sixth grade, and this girl was like, were you in a car commercial? And I thought I was so famous. I was like, oh, yeah, Sasha knows me. I think that was her name. I don't
That's
know.
So funny. Well, I don't know if you noticed, but it's freezing balls outside.
Yes. I'm wearing so many layers right now. You can't even tell, but so many layers.
You've got like thermals and tights on.
I have a shirt under my shirt. The thickest socks possible.
I bought this sweater at Target that I have on. Speaking of Target, I think I need an intervention, and it looked really thick. It's not at all. It's super thin.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's starting to kind of feel like fall, winter, in my opinion.
Yeah. Texas doesn't have fall.
It just totally
skipped. It goes from summer to winter.
Yeah.
Literally, like it was 85 degrees this weekend.
Yeah. And now it's like 45. But I kind of went on a binge the other day, and Hobby Lobby had their 50% off Christmas decorations. And so I just went, I blacked out. I spent a lot of money, and I decorated our entire apartment in Christmas decorations because I couldn't wait.
You just got so drawn in by the scent of the pine cones and Hobby Lobby.
Oh, I love Target, and then a close second is Hobby Lobby.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, Destiny, most 21-year-olds are like, I blacked out because I was at a bar, and you're like, I blacked out at Hobby Lobby. Let me decorate my domestic home.
I had my basket, and I was just throwing stuff in there. Didn't even look at the price because I'm like, it doesn't matter. It's 50% off. But I only spent like $50, so.
Okay, well, that's a win.
Yeah.
Are they reusable decorations?
Yes, they are. But okay. How do you feel, because it's really not even close to Thanksgiving. How do you feel about people decorating for Christmas before Thanksgiving?
I think I'm okay with it. Like, you got to wait till Halloween's over, obviously. But it depends the level of Christmas you're going. So a few lights. Okay. Maybe I just don't think a full tree needs to be up.
Okay.
Until Black Friday.
Okay. I can agree with that.
Or at least like the week of Thanksgiving. I don't know. Because that's what my mom does. She waits for all of us to come home for Thanksgiving. Then she puts us to work to decorate the house. Which is pretty fair. But
I see that. I don't know how I... okay, I'm going to get some hate, but I don't like Thanksgiving that much.
I was just talking today about how excited I am for it.
It's a holiday. Like, if they eliminated it, I wouldn't care. I just think 2 months of, like, Christmas is fine with me.
I mean, yeah, but, like, the food.
I mean, yeah, it's good food, but I'm also a vegetarian. So it's like, I usually make my own tofurkey.
Oh, that is the saddest thing.
And then, I mean, I'll eat, like, macaroni and potatoes and stuff, but I don't know. I never have a fun time at Thanksgiving. I mean, I love seeing my family, but.
That's true. Honestly, my favorite part of Thanksgiving is the crescent rolls. Like the Pillsbury crescent rolls.
My grandma makes those too.
And you can have those any time of year, but for some reason, Thanksgiving, I'm like, this is lit.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times for my birthday, my grandma will cook for everyone. I just request Thanksgiving food, like stuffing.
But stuffing. Okay, I was like, stuffing is cooked inside of the turkey.
Oh, no, no, no. Like the box stuffing. Well, actually, hers is scratch, but it's not. We don't eat stuffing in a turkey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, our family's really.
Tell me about your Thanksgiving traditions. Let's talk
We all go to my grandparents' house, and I feel like my family's really picky with their food. Like, the turkey is sliced. I don't know who makes it. I don't know if my grandma gets it from somewhere.
Yeah, it sounds like it's pre-made.
Maybe it is. I want to say she gets it from a local barbecue place. But we have sliced turkey, sliced ham, mac and cheese, potatoes, green beans. Sometimes she'll cook a vegetarian stuffing with a vegetable broth instead of chicken broth for me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and so we just pig out all day.
That's a pretty fair compromise,
and then they watch
too.
Football, but I don't like football, and so.
No, you take a nap. No, what you do, because I get, football makes me so tired, because I literally could care less. So you turn on football, turn on the Cowboys game, and you go to the couch, and you get a blanket, and you just fall asleep, and it's like white noise, and you just pass right out. That is my perfect Thanksgiving. And then you wake up, and it's time for pie.
I cannot sleep with my family. My family's so loud. There's no sleeping around them.
Oh, see, we have, like, designated food coma nap time.
Really?
Pretty much.
So you all just pass out?
It's not official. Like, no one said, okay, nap time, but it just always happens.
Yeah, and I have a really small family, and so I feel like we get together a lot just because it's, like, my uncle, my aunt, and then my two cousins. And then a couple other people.
That's fair.
Show up.
I mean, mine's really just been my parents and my siblings for the past few years.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, do normal families just do Thanksgiving with their immediate family, or
no,
is it?
I think most people try and get the whole gang together. We just stopped once my brother and sister, because they're 5 and 6 years older, so once they went off to college, it was just really hard for us to all get together with the school schedules and everything. But actually, for the past few years, we've had, like, my sister's brought friends, my brother's brought his fiance. So, I don't know, we've had guests, but mainly the core of the Cooley family.
Cool. But today's podcast is not about Thanksgiving.
No, no, maybe next week. Next week.
It's about social media.
Yeah, did you know we have an Instagram now?
We do. Oh. 21 and up podcast. I don't think it would let me just do 21 and up. I think that was already taken.
It's okay. We're just clarifying, like, we are a podcast. We're not, like, this club you can join.
Yeah.
I mean, you can join our club. Like, come hang out with us. That's cool. But
I
know.
I made us an email, too. And 21 and up podcast was already taken, so I had to do 21 and up pod at gmail.com.
Okay, so don't get confused, but you can find us on there.
So if you ever want to email us, go
there,
for
there
it.
There it is. There it is. With all your questions, because I'm sure you just have such burning questions for everything that we have to say. But yeah.
But what's one of your favorite, what social media do you check the most and that you love the most?
Either Snapchat or Instagram, both for very different reasons, you know?
Yeah.
They're so different. Like, last night, I scrolled through Instagram Explore page for too long. Like, I was up too late doing that.
I always forget about that, but then when you go to rabbit hole.
Let me show you what's on there. Oh, I have 3 Instagram accounts logged in right now, so everything's very confusing.
I have, like, 6.
And it's very hard, because here I am. I, like, post a picture. I'm like, oh, I got, like, 50 likes. That's pretty cool. And then you go to Kid Nation Instagram.
It's, like, a billion.
And you have 2,000 likes, and it's been 20 minutes. And I'm like, thanks for my self-esteem.
Yeah, you would think. I tagged on Halloween. I posted a picture of everyone and, like, tagged everyone in it, thinking, oh, someone would follow me. No. I didn't get any followers out of that, which is fine.
Okay, on my Instagram Explore right now, I have all of these food videos,
like, oh, look at this broccoli mac and cheese. So good. And then, oh, this chihuahua dressed as a teddy bear. I could watch these for hours. And I did.
That's so funny. I feel like mine is probably Twitter.
Really? You do tweet a lot.
I do. And I think, and I mostly follow Twitter because of like memes. That's kind of all I follow is like really funny people or people that retweet a bunch of memes. And so I feel like Twitter just makes me feel good. Like it doesn't make me feel sad or like, because you know, you get on Instagram and you see like Instagram models or people living these amazing lives and you're like,
that's true. Well, like, oh, she's so hot.
Yeah. And you kind of get not down, but I don't know. I feel like Twitter just makes you feel good. Like get on there, I laugh.
Well, okay. So I agree with you. My boyfriend though, he hates Twitter because people are always protesting something. And so it just puts him in a bad mood to get on there and everyone's upset about something.
Yeah.
And so he just can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets a little too political, but honestly, I just unfollow like any kind of political, anything that brings me down, I just unfollow.
Yeah.
So my feed is pretty good right now, but I do love Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I hate the new algorithm where it's not.
Oh, it's not chronological.
That really gets on my nerves.
I think it played in my favor though this morning because this is going to be a two-part question. Statement. I don't know. So I posted this photo this morning from earlier this weekend. Today is Wednesday that we're recording this. I know we're going to post it on Friday. Spoiler alert. But I posted this photo from Saturday. I'm like, what is the statute of limitations on how long you can, like, how old can a photo be that you can post it? Like it's new content, you know?
Yeah.
But I did it anyway because I really wanted to. And it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. And I feel like with the chronological thing, no one would have seen it. But because now of all the weird way it boosts posts up, mm-hmm. people still saw it. So I still got the normal amount of likes because like our whole generation based their self-esteem off of likes on Instagram.
Right. But I think it also depends on who people follow. Because I follow a lot of like makeup accounts and like celebrity accounts and bloggers, so they're getting so many likes, so those are the only things that pop up on my feed, and I'm always like, why do I not I don't even see posts of people that I know and I care about.
Oh
yeah, so that's really annoying. So if I've gone through and unfollowed a lot of like celebrities, or
you save it for your explore
big accounts that I don't really care that much about. So I'll see more of the people I actually know.
How do you feel about Instagram stories?
I love it.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
What do you think? That, which one's better, Instagram stories or Snapchat?
Well, this is what I was going to say is I like Instagram stories. I was so against it at the beginning, but it's growing on me. I use them all the time, draw little arrows and sketchy stuff. But this is my social media pet peeve. I hate it when you post the same thing on your Instagram story as you do on your Snapchat story.
Oh, okay. I've done that a couple times if it's like a picture of my dog or like something I think is really cute or funny, but
I don't know. I'm like, because I'm scrolling through both mindlessly and I'm like, well, I already know that you got coffee there.
Yeah.
I saw it on your other one.
Yeah. I think it's, unless it's something like, you know, like really funny or.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
maybe it has to be exceptional.
Right.
Like, but my maybe dog. The latte you just ordered.
Yeah.
I don't need to
really
see that
cares.
On two platforms.
Yeah, but I mean, my dog in a sushi costume. I mean, hello, who doesn't want to see that? So,
and gotta put that everywhere. Facebook story, does that exist?
Ooh, that does, and nobody uses that, and nobody should use that.
Get out of here.
Ugh, I don't like that. But what was I gonna say? Lost my train of thought. but I feel like Snapchat. I can post things on Snapchat that I can't really post on Instagram. Not that they're inappropriate, but.
Exactly.
Like, if I'm looking really ugly, I don't want all the people that follow me on Instagram really to see that. No, I don't care if people on Snapchat see that.
Yes. This is how I defined the social media. I had a professor ask me what the different social medias were for. Medium. Yeah. Medias. Whatever. And so Snapchat is this literally just happened. This is funny. I don't have to look good. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Instagram, that's your best self. You put your best self on Instagram. And if you have a lot of photos of your best self, lucky for you, you can now do the swipe feature because double posting is not okay. You do not need to post multiple photos of your best self in a row on your feed. Facebook is all the photos of your best self. Like, say you took 60 photos, that's what Facebook's for, and then your grandma can see it, and you got to make sure your grandma can see it because it's Facebook.
Yeah.
Twitter, there's no rules.
Oh, that, and I think that's why I love Twitter, because people are not scared to post anything on Twitter.
Yeah.
or retweet stuff or, you know, tweet something.
There's some pretty sketchy, and everyone's so self-deprecating on Twitter too.
Oh, I love it.
But yeah.
It cracks me up.
So you can be all these different types of people and all these social media, and then it's so weird.
And you know what I figured out this morning? I have 280 characters. Do you?
Okay, I saw your tweet because it's supposed to be 280 characters for everyone now. And your tweet was like, do I have 280 characters or am I special?
Oh, yeah,
or does everyone?
Does everyone have that?
Yeah, and I was going to reply and be really funny and sarcastic and be like, you're not special, but I still have 140.
Ah, so I am special.
I'm so confused. Is it still? Hold on.
I don't know how that happened. Or did they just pick random people?
Okay. I have it now. It took a couple hours.
Okay.
But now I got it. It's supposed to be for everyone. Like, it's a trending hashtag tweet 280,
man,
I think.
I thought I was special.
I mean, you're special. You got it before I did. But also make sure you update your Twitter app, everyone listening, because otherwise you won't have it.
How do you feel about Facebook?
I think I'll always use Facebook. I think Facebook is where it's just become a photo album, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'll post big events in my life. So if I just finished when I finish my senior year of college, I'm going to be like, can't believe I just finished 4 years at SMU or something. And then you post all your photos in the albums. It's just kind of how I keep track of everything.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say I use
it
that much.
Do you get on Facebook a lot?
I do. But also because I'm in a lot of organizations that use it to communicate.
Okay.
And so it's useful, but I wouldn't say I enjoy Facebook.
Yeah. I feel like at this point, it's all my feed. It's just people from my hometown. And it's just, honestly, it's a lot of stuff I don't care about. Like, I don't care that you made chimichangas for your
family. Well, that's what you put on your Twitter or your Snapchat because it's pretty much relevant.
Yeah, but people on Facebook, this is a good segue into pet peeves because I have a big opinion on Facebook.
Okay, here we go.
I don't like it. And I feel like every time I log on, someone has to post something really annoying, and then it gets me in an annoyed mood.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think bad thoughts at things, and it's not healthy.
Like, I don't want to hate you, but right now I hate you.
Yeah, I'm just like, really? I don't care that your child just took a poop in the corner of your house. Like,
mm-hmm.
Actually, that would be funny if I saw that, but I don't know. A lot of people I went to school with or I know from my hometown, they're having kids or they're getting married, and I don't care. And I don't know. I feel like Facebook has become such like a confidence booster for people. Like, people post on there because they want people to love them and like approve. Like, I know some people, they're like, I made a 4.0 this semester and I made an A on this test. And I'm like, boo. I was on the dean's list like all, you know, my entire
Destiny,
college career.
Smart.
And I'm not posting about it because nobody cares about that except for me.
That's
maybe
true.
My grandma, but I'll give her a call.
And then you get mad at someone on Facebook, but you can't engage in the Facebook fight because that just makes you look worse. Oh, I love to read them. Like when, you know, Pam is fighting with Stacy and you're like, oh, yes, girl, get it. But you also are so judging them for putting all of that on Facebook.
Oh, for sure.
So you just can't do it. I mean, do it if you want to be entertaining, but you just know everyone's not laughing with you.
Yeah. I'll only share like cute videos of animals.
Yep.
Or I'll post, like, when me and Jay got engaged, I posted the pictures on there.
Yeah.
But that's really it. I don't post a lot. I'll share stuff every now and then, but...
No.
And my mom, you know, my mom, she cracks me up because she thinks that I just live my life on Facebook. And so something will happen, she'll be like, well, did you hear about that? No. Well, it was on Facebook.
Like, okay.
Okay, well, I don't get on Facebook that much, Mom.
Well, and do you still have all of your friends from middle school or something on Facebook? So you have like 2,000 Facebook friends.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're not going to see everything because it all just gets bogged up in there. Whereas my mom is very selective. She has maybe 30 Facebook friends because she doesn't want people seeing her business. But that means she sees everything that I post.
Yeah.
And like, I forgot I even posted that because I couldn't see it after 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's funny. But I do enjoy the unfollow button on Facebook because I have unfollowed like 200 people.
That's good. Okay, no, this is what I do. And I think someone told me this and it's been a lifesaver. Facebook tells you when everyone's birthday is. You get a notification.
So annoying.
Yeah, but so you get a notification and you're like, oh, it's Bobby Sue's birthday. I have not talked to her in 6 years. I'm going to unfriend her on her birthday.
That's
Which I know that
really
sounds
funny.
So savage, but I mean, she's not going to notice for one. Two, you just don't, it's just a really good way to recycle, not recycle, but
just cleanse
weed
your
out
friend.
All
yeah.
the
yes just get every everyone out
all the nobodies.
Yeah, I've done that before, and then someone sent me a friend request a few months later.
This happened with a girl, and I don't even think I knew her, but I had a lot of mutual friends with her, and I think she tried to add me. I deleted it. She tried to add me by like 5 times. And at some point, I just accepted. I was like, okay, dude, if you want to be my friend that bad, here.
Yeah.
Happy? And then I think I deleted her like a week later. Because like, okay, I don't know who she is.
I just let them sit there. If I'm not sure, if I flat out have no idea who you are, I'll delete you. But if we have a few mutual friends and I'm unsure, it'll sit there for months. Some of them have been there for years. And I've had a couple people delete their friend request so that they could send me another one.
Oh my God.
I'm like, you are really invested in this, but you're still going to be in purgatory.
That's weird. What are some of your pet peeves about like Instagram or Twitter?
Twitter, I just really don't have any rules. Instagram, my pet peeve is the double posting a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, okay, wait. No, I do have these. Instagram, here's Amy's rules. Don't like your own post, okay?
Like, oh, that, you know. Do people still do that?
Some people do because it increased the like count. So it'll show more people liked it. But if you always know that one of those likes is from you, then what's the point?
I'm like rolling my eyes so hard right now.
Yeah, you really are.
I'm judging every single person that does that.
I know. I have a lot of rules about liking. You don't like your own post. You also don't like your best friend's ex's post. That's just girl code.
Okay.
But you do gotta like your girl's post. Like if it's your best friend, that's just loyalty.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the same. I do the same.
I mean, if it's been a long time since the girl and her ex-boyfriend broke up, you can go ahead and like his photo. I don't really care. But if it's fresh, that's just a stab in the back to
yeah,
like his photo.
Yeah, I don't think I have a lot of my friends' exes on there.
Oh.
I don't follow people that I don't like or I don't care for.
Yeah, you even better unfollow them.
I know some people that, you know, they think just because they know people, they have to follow them. I'm not like that at all.
Oh, I'm kind of like that. Really? But I also really, I love creeping on people. I'm so lame. I just Facebook, social media stalk everyone.
Really?
Yes. Actually, Destiny, I had a lot of my friends when I plugged our Instagram. They all started creeping on your Instagram. They were like, Destiny is so pretty.
Oh, that's so sweet. Girls didn't give me them likes, though.
Oh, well, probably because they didn't want you to know that they were stalking.
Yeah, that would, I mean, I don't mind.
You'd be like, who the heck?
I get some of the most random accounts, and it must be on the Explore page or something, that'll like pictures from like months ago.
And you're like, I didn't know that picture existed.
Yeah, but I'm mad, it's a like.
Yeah.
Beggars can't be choosers.
No, thank you. Thanks for the help. What are your pet peeves?
Pet peeve about Instagram. I don't have very many.
Okay.
But one that kills me. When people post a caption with bad grammar. Moment of silence for all those people.
Yes.
I hate that. Oh, you know what else I hate?
You know what really grinds my gears? What?
When people say defiantly instead of people are still doing that. People I know college are still doing that.
Oh, no.
I think those people should have to retake English 101.
Yeah.
And if you, I guess just because definitely, you know, like when you're younger, you're like, that's kind of a hard word to spell. You learn it. You just learn it and you memorize it so you don't look like an idiot saying, I defiantly love this coffee. That was probably a bad sentence to have an example, but.
You know, a caption can make or break a post. Another thing.
When people don't use I don't use punctuation all the time, but I also don't have run-on sentences. When people are like, this is my favorite coffee shop and I ordered the blueberry pancakes today and then I went and sat by a tree and then I picked an apple off the tree and then I ate the apple and it was really good and then...
Is this an Instagram caption?
I've never read that caption before, but if I did...
Who is posting this long of a caption? I need to have a conversation with you.
No. But I've seen people that post that long
right,
of captions.
Right, no, I understand that this was a hypothetical situation.
Like it's a novel with no punctuation.
But we just got to shorten that. Short and sweet. People want to read the humor. They want it to be, oh, that was clever. Oh, girl. Good post. Post. I said
post. Post. New word.
I need spell check for my mouth.
But I think that's really the only peeve I have with Instagram.
That's fair.
Just spell check everything and you're good. You won't get judged by me.
We would all hate that.
You don't want to end on Destiny's bad list. You never know what's going to happen.
I might talk about you on the podcast.
Yeah, watch out. She's going to give your name and address. Or no, just your Instagram handle, actually.
At Amy is so coolie.
Oh my God, thanks for the plug.
Peeps with Twitter. I'm kind of like you. Like, I don't, no rules.
Yeah.
But I also don't like when people post stuff that isn't news or memes. Because I follow Twitter for, like, not news, like, real news, but, like, pop culture news.
So if I was just, like, I had a great day, my bagel was so good, and my dog's cute, you wouldn't care. I mean, that was a pretty boring tweet.
Put a picture of the dog, yeah, then I care.
Okay.
But...
Or, like, if I had a funny story... That, you know, I don't know.
It doesn't grind my gears as much as, like, some other things do. But, I don't know. You either post memes or you post something funny or self-deprecating.
You know who I love to follow on Twitter? I'm going to give you my three faves because I just looked at my Twitter to see who I follow. My last, like, three retweets are of John Mayer. He's so funny.
Really? See, I don't follow him on anything.
Oh, you should. He's honestly so weird, but I love it. For example, this one tweet says, have leftover Eggo waffles from your 11 Halloween costume? We'll show you how to make it into a Thanksgiving stuffing after the break. Like, John.
That's funny.
Also, the Sprouse twins.
They're hilarious.
So funny and also so hot.
I love that. Yeah, I think I follow them on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
Did you, that's funny. I have Cole Sprouse on my list, but he has another Instagram page called Camera Duels.
Ah! It's so funny.
I think that's hilarious.
I live one day to be that famous where I can take pictures of people taking pictures of me.
Yes. I love it. I love that he's just so nonchalant. Like, he does not give two craps.
No.
And he, like, calls people out on there too, and I love it.
But I feel like at this point people might be taking photos of them so they can end up on Camera Duels.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, if I saw him, I'd probably do that just so
but also I would want a photo of him. It's like a win-win.
Yeah.
I'm not embarrassed. You're the one who went and got yourself famous. So whose fault is it?
Big Daddy's. I love that movie with Cole Sprouse.
It's just Cole, right?
Actually, I don't know.
I think it is.
I have no idea.
Fact check me on that one. HMU.
Do you follow, like, the meme Instagram accounts? Like, mm-hmm. Daquan? Or Hood Clips?
Not those ones.
Or Girl With No Job.
Okay, there's a few that I don't follow strictly so that they will end up on my Explore page because I want things to mindlessly scroll through. I know that kind of sounds dumb, like I could easily just follow them.
But sometimes I kind of clog up. Like I said, like, you know, with the new algorithm,
yeah.
All I see now is like Daquan and Hood Clips. And
yeah, so I don't follow those, but I always see them. The ones I do follow are F. Jerry and Fat Jewish.
Okay, yeah, I've seen those. I love tagging people in them. Like, I tag my boyfriend in a lot of them. But some of them are just not the most appropriate. And I hate that on Instagram now. You know, if you can see, like, I think if you follow someone, how does that work? If you follow someone and the other person follows them too, and you tag someone in them, they'll see it as well. Like, pop up on the little comments. Like, if I tag my boyfriend in something and my friend Jessica follows them too, she'll see that I tag Jay in there.
Oh.
So that kind of gets on my nerves because it's not like it's lost in the comments anymore.
Why they ever have to change anything?
Jessica will see it and then judge me for tagging him in something that's not the most appropriate.
Just direct message.
Yeah, that's true.
Slide into everyone's
DMs. But it's so much easier to just...
I mean, I know. But if you want to maintain your privacy...
Yeah, you're right. Speaking of sliding into DMs, go ahead and like and follow our Instagram page because it's popping.
We're working on it.
I think we have, like...
We've got some room to grow.
We've got, like, 30-something followers
okay,
now.
Okay, but we have more people following us than we follow, so that's how you know that we're really cool. Right? That's how it works. You gotta have that ratio.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. We kind of had this agenda to, like... tell you about our favorite social media and give you our rules. We kind of jumped all around.
I didn't prepare a whole lot for today.
But that's okay. You know, I just think it's really natural and everyone just...
I threw in a couple rants. I'm not a bad person and I don't judge people a lot, but
it's okay. This is what you listen to a podcast for, to listen to other people complain about their problems.
Yeah.
So there you go. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in and getting this sort of social media advice from the two social media queens over at Kin Nation.
Woo, woo. Go give us a follow.
Yeah, and make sure you're subscribing to our podcast so you don't even have to keep checking for when we post. You'll just know. They'll tell you. What? Crazy.